Good morning, Power Hour Nation. This is a little unique because of the circumstances. We're going to interrupt a regularly scheduled program, so to speak.
Is this an emergency broadcast?
Well, let's not get that far. We're going to take a little bit to go over the events of the past 24 hours or so. We think it's important. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Uncle Kevin's joining us, as you can hear. Welcome,
good
Uncle
morning.
Kevin.
Have a great day in America.
Yes, it is. I don't know how long we'll be here. I want to welcome you to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. We're going to discuss some things, kind of what we see. I was up, not all night, but a good bit of it, trying to make some sense of things and everything that transpired last night. President Trump's speech, we'll play a little bit of that and go over. Frank in Ohio got me fired up yesterday, his list. And just, you know, the anger, the discontent, the whatever about this situation. Do I feel panic? I don't. What emotions do you feel about this, Kev? I'm trying to put a finger on what emotion. I don't know if it's not fear.
No, it's not fear.
It's almost like a disappointment. It's almost like a dread because I can see this.
A little anger.
Anger. Yeah, there's some anger. A little fear.
Yeah, little.
There's a little fear. Sure, there's a little fear.
For other people.
Well, for whatever. There's a little fear. Sure.
Yeah. Apprehension.
Apprehension. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's probably a good way to put it. While we're here, anything that's on your mind, I would love to hear your opinion instead of us trying to sit here and figure this out. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Murr, now's your chance.
Yeah,
you want to get
in.
Now you can call, talk for a while.
Call in.
Frank, you may have another list today. I'd like to hear your new list today.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Or Dave or whoever. Anyway, we're gonna go over a few things and kind of set the stage. And this would be day three. If yesterday really wasn't day one, it was day two. So day, you know, we talked about our sources, what I told you. What I've been told, and I'll repeat this again, and I said this a while ago, I do not know if this is the way it's going to happen. This is certainly the way it is happening so far. There'll be concentric circles that will get tighter and tighter and tighter and may go down all the way to martial law. That's a little uncertain, but the contact was very sure that concentric circles were going to go down and tighten. How tight they would go,
right,
do not know. Sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah.
So far, they're not.
Right.
So far, they're 100% accurate. The first level, if I would say day one, a couple days ago, we're talking, and it started before this in other countries, certainly, in the United States. We're talking about the United States. We had school closures in the Northwest.
Correct.
Several districts, several places. We had a lot of talk. Then the talk turned into discussion
into action, starting the beginning of action.
Starting the beginning of action, school closures spread.
Right.
And the talk of them spread to certain areas. Restrictions, President Trump restricted travel from China.
Correct.
You saw, which was a big deal.
Sure.
You know, that's one thing we haven't put out there about, you know, he has done this. Last night we'll go over a speech. Now travel is restricted from Europe, from mainland Europe.
Yep.
Continental Europe is done for 30 days.
Economic
30 days.
The world.
I mean, imagine you're in Italy, you cannot fly to the United States for 30 days as of right now. I read the text from my brother-in-law yesterday. And for those who think, you know, Mike, I was laughing about your thing about I'm crying wolf. I'm not crying wolf. I do not know if this virus is legitimate or not, meaning really deadly. I do not know that. I still cannot figure this out. It seems like it's maybe as deadly as the flu.
Yeah, maybe more. Who knows?
Maybe more.
We'll know in the next few weeks, that's for sure.
It seems as though it's more contagious, and I don't even know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a big assumption. Mm-hmm. What I am crying, what I have been fairly certain about, and I'm taking a risk by saying, you know, whenever I said this, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and this is a while ago I said this. I was pretty adamant about this, and I told you this is what my sources are saying. But what I'm adamant about is this concentric circles of tightening of restrictions and all this coming, and the economic damage of it. Now you're seeing this. This morning, the stock market fell over to, right before, I don't know, maybe it's rebounded in the last 10 minutes. It fell over 2,000 points. Almost.
Could it do anything else?
10%. The stock market fell almost 10% this morning. Yesterday, it fell, what, 6%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10%, almost 9%.
Yeah, all the
9%.
All the industries that's going to be
9%. The stock market fell. Now, putting all this together, and you know, I don't know why. Frank just stuck with me yesterday. I don't know why. Even after the show, I just, you know, his discontent and anger. You know what the one thought that came to me about all this? There's one thought through all the news, through all the this, through all the president speaking, through all the whatever. Do you know what the one thought is about this virus that just keeps eating at me like a freaking, I don't know what, like a stick in my, you know, on your butt that you're sitting on a seat or something?
Of your new ATV?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like some stick.
I don't know.
It's a fact. This virus is man-made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, almost 100% confirmed by many, many people that it was man-made.
Here's a little bit from Leonard Horowitz, who's an excellent health advocate, had a lot to do with talking about the AIDS virus, mm-hmm. HIV/AIDS, whatever you want
health
to call
Rangers
it.
Health Rangers all over this.
Leonard Horowitz put out a great letter, and he, Karen sent it to me. Karen, thank you so much for the email. Let me read a little bit of it. He sent this pretty scathing email out to and he sent it to the director, executive office of president, office of science and technology policy, Kelvin Drogemeyer. So he's sending it right to Washington. Honorable Chad Wolf, acting U.S. Secretary, Department of Homeland Security. It starts off very, you know, very direct. I am responding to Director Drogemeyer's letter requesting the National Academy of Science to provide a rapid response assessment. He says basically, okay, you want your rapid assessment? I'll give you a rapid assessment. Because I know, basically he's saying, because I know your rapid assessment, all you bureaucrats are going to be a bunch of BS.
Deflect and lie.
Yeah, deflect and lie. DL, DNL, deflect and lie. Yep. That's our new saying, DNL, deflect and lie. Goes down a little bit further. The 2019 coronavirus/HIV/SARS recombinant is a lab-created bioweapon. The subject coronavirus is undoubtedly a lab-engineered bioweapon. Clear and convincing proof of this includes published science issued by 9 honorable experts led by Prashant Pradhan. Who is Prashant Pradhan? The chief, well, he comes from India where they still count.
Yeah, they shut him down. Oh, he did that about a month ago, right? Or
yeah, the chief technical officer for IBM in Asia. So what did he do? What did Pradhan do about this virus? You ever heard about AI? You seen these commercials about Watson? Well, he works for IBM. Pradhan's team used the Watson computer to analyze genetic similarities in the coronavirus and other pathogens. Unmistakably, this virus contains a smoking gun. The AIDS virus enveloped gene, prima facie evidence of a lab virus recombinant.
Yeah.
For, you know, I'm pretty neophyte when it comes to a lot of these science things, but I do know this much. Let me break it down if this is over your head. I'm sure a lot of people like speak English. The virus has at least two parts, at least two parts. It's a regular virus, kind of like a SARS coronavirus type. And then there's an AIDS part that's combined to it. Two viruses have combined. So when you take genes, when you take DNA, and they're spliced together, whatever, there's two different parts. This is impossible.
In nature.
This does not happen. This is like, cloning.
Oil and water mixing together.
Right. There's some more part of this, but I'm not going to read it for now. We're going to discuss this, and we'll get it to, I got President Trump's speech here somewhere. Thought I did.
Well, they say under a microscope, you can see where they injected the one pathogen into the other, right into the side of it. It leaves like a scar or something like that. So you can tell it's genetically engineered just through looking through the microscope.
Okay, so without question, this is a engineered, man-made thing. Okay, what are the nobody's talking about that hardly on corporate media at all.
No.
And all this and the fear and getting people to forget and blah, 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 and getting us to, you know, whatever this is. I never want that to be forgotten. This is a man-made weapon.
Right.
Now, was it released on purpose? Was it released on accident? These are all, I mean, that's, we can conjecture. The coincidences are stunning. The stock market fell 2,000 plus points this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's down more. I don't know. But the last 15, 20 minutes, almost 10%. We have been talking. We've had experts on talking how overvalued the stock market was.
Yeah.
You know darn well, for Trump to get elected, you can't have the stock market going down. That's part of his whole...
That was part of his whole deal. Build up his 401ks. Everybody had a
everybody had
was
success.
Flush with money. Yeah.
We've been discussing the market, the vulnerability, the what have you. Joseph Meyer was so accurate.
Yeah, right on.
His exact words basically were, the risk is to the downside of something we can't see, and you don't know how fast it will go.
Right. And once it,
that was basically his exact words.
Mm-hmm.
He said several times on this show.
Yeah.
We have seen in the last 2 days, you talk about quick. This is the fall, number-wise, this is pretty much 2 days, the fastest, biggest
ever.
Fall ever.
Ever.
Ever. He's 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
The banks were hearing reports that the banks over the last few days have needed somewhere close to $500 billion, $500 billion, just to stay solvent in the repo market and the overnight windows and liquidity.
Without it freezing up. Without that money, the banking system would completely freeze up.
Now, whether that money's going into J.P. Morgan and going out to Deutsche Bank, up to whatever, this is...
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
FISA B-56, or FASB, excuse me, FISA. See, I got FISA courts on my mind. FASB B-56, as Catherine Austin Fitz discusses so eloquently, makes all this basically secret. They'll tell you what they want to tell you. We don't know. What we do know, we're very confident that that money's going in there.
Yeah.
Where it's going from there, I don't know.
Who knows?
You put all these things together, the economic susceptibility, the economic precipice that we are leaning on is very high, it's very tangible, and it's very unsteady.
Yeah.
We talked about this a while. Was this a ruse? Not a ruse, or whatever you want to call it. Was this a mechanism so they could blow steam off this? What is the elements of the virus? I talked to Todd. His son works with a company that has a plant in Italy, in central Italy. Not northern Italy, but central type Italy. And there's 75 people who work there, and he is familiar with the people there. He talked to somebody there and said, is anybody infected with the virus? No. Does anybody know of anybody? Nobody of the 75 in that plant is infected with the virus or knows of anybody infected with the virus. Okay, I mean, that on its face, you know, what does that mean? I don't know, not much.
Not much.
I don't know.
I mean,
who,
you
know, it could mean something.
Shut down, right?
Yeah, right. Well, there's a whole quarantine in northern Italy.
Right, northern Italy. I didn't know if that.
Right,
that.
Right. So it's not in central Italy, supposedly. So maybe it's working. You know, you can argue both ways. Here's what you can't argue with any sense if you know what's going on. I mean, like I said, I'm not a virologist. I cannot be 100% sure of anything. I am 99% sure. This is a man-made virus. That fact alone turns this whole discussion on its head and makes you have to sit back at the magnitude of this. There was an NBA player last night who came down with the virus. The NBA shut down the season.
They did for a while, yeah.
The NCAA, the March Madness.
No, very limited fans to family.
Almost no fans.
Yeah, to family and maybe a few friends or something like
so
that.
So you're going to have a 18, 20,000 seat arena, and there'll be 500 people there.
Yeah.
Basically empty. The economic impact of this
is going to be unbelievable.
Last night, President Trump, and I'll play, we might play his whole thing. I don't know. Last night, he went over kind of what they're doing, the details of it, and he restricted travel to Europe. Immediately, the Democrats this morning have introduced a no-ban bill, meaning they want to take away his ability to limit any travel.
They can.
Well, they can, because Congress gave the president the power over the, but with the Republicans, they're not going to be able to, unless Mitt Romney can convince about, you know, 10 or 12 of his cohorts to go to the dark side on this issue. The president has complete autonomy to decide who comes in and out of this country by constitutional law, by the Congress gave him that power. That is legal, lawful, all the way back to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
Okay, that's very important. Let me just play Donald Trump, and then we'll go from there. And again, anybody wants to come in on this, you're certainly more than welcome. Go ahead and call. Here's Trump.
Americans, tonight I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced...
Oh, is he racist because he said it started in China? Pandemic. Is he racist?
Yeah.
We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best.
And that is where it came from, too, Donald Trump, if it's man-made.
Absolutely.
It matters where it came from.
He should be out in front yelling that.
And put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States
Wow.
for the next 30 days.
It's a big
new
step.
Rules
big.
Will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans...
Just go back and ask the people who made it, because they probably have a cure for it, too.
Yeah.
Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings.
Social distancing, smart large gatherings. You mean like Richmond?
Will prevent
you mean like the Second Amendment gathering in Richmond?
Every community
you see, right now, at this crucial time?
For you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health
officials. Officials of what? Official what?
It is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands. Clean often.
What's this, kindergarten?
Cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough. And most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home. To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief. Because of the economic policies that we have put into place over the last 3 years, we have the greatest economy anywhere in the world by far. Our banks and financial institutions are fully capitalized.
Yeah, because you gave them half $1 trillion last night or two nights
ago.
They're real capitalized.
Economic prosperity gives us flexibility, reserves, and resources to handle any threat that comes our way. This is not a financial crisis. This is just a temporary moment of time that we will overcome together as a nation and as a world. However, to provide extra support for American workers, families, and businesses, tonight I am announcing the following additional actions. I am instructing the Small Business Administration to exercise available authority to provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by the coronavirus.
Yeah, there's the music. Or the music, yeah, there's the music. Wow, we're going to go over this and some thoughts on the other side, and we're going to try to lay this out. Again, if you want to get on this, 844-769-2944. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour. We'll be here for a little while more, and we'll go to the replay.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Store, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Why did we come here today, and why did we interject? I wanted you have any thought. You have any thoughts before we continue, Kev?
Well, we both woke up with about the same thoughts.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah, anything that we've said or we talked about at this point? Do you have anything you want to add? Or
I think this thing is a 9/11 event for the world.
The ramification. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just going to. What did it do? It shut down Hong Kong completely.
One of the three economic power centers of the world.
Shut it down. Shut down the protests. Do we know if those protesters have been arrested? They could be all.
They could be dead.
They could be dead. We don't know.
No idea.
All the yellow vests, all the unrest around the world has been shut down.
Done.
Gone. The virus is out all around the world. What's the New World's Order, one of their main thing? Well, it's not their number one main thing on the Georgia Guidestones. They want the population to be only 500 million. So if this virus is as deadly, it might not be as deadly
in
the fall, but when it comes around again, which it will eventually come around again, will it go nuclear? Or will they release another virus more deadly at the end of the summer to put more restrictions on us, to clamp down more, to kill more people?
Here's the I'm sure that a lot of you have anxiety. Maybe some of you don't. I don't know. You should be anxious for something. You know, and so there's a lot of things to be kind of anxious mm-hmm. about. You should be anxious about something. And what the overall number one thing I believe you should be anxious about is this is an attack on you.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't, we're not talking, it's not just economic. It's not just medical. It's not just, this is an attack on you. The world, mankind was awakening, is awakening, has been awakening
yep.
to the reality of what's been done to them
right.
and what is being done to them. They are even the most hardened conspiratorial theory pushers are now starting to scratch their head some.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
In America, the fervor, the Second Amendment, this is massive.
Yes.
what happened in Richmond. Mm-hmm. That story is so freaking big. I can't even put words to it. What happened in Richmond with the sheriffs?
Big.
It is massive.
Mm-hmm.
What we talked about. The Bundy story and what happened with the Bundys and how I told you how big that story, huge story.
Yep.
What just happened in Richmond is twice
three times as big. Yeah.
Because what the controllers, the wannabe controllers, fear more than anything is us getting unified together on a subject.
Yeah.
Bundy situation proved to them the power of people coming together. And it was relatively peaceful.
It was peaceful.
They are, you know, I had a long discussion with John Whitehead. Their Achilles heel, peaceful action.
Right.
Unified, peaceful action. The Bundy Ranch, although they were ready to go, the thing that really turned that, I mean, I was there, ladies and gentlemen. There were, you know, the kind of snipers that in Afghanistan that can shoot somebody from a mile and a half away.
Yeah.
They were sitting on the hills in the Bundy situation. And when they met, if you remember that story, when they met at the crossroads there in the under the underpass, and those people said, stop or you'll shoot, stop or you'll shoot, stop or you'll shoot, and they just kept going forward.
We
remember the interview we did with Kenny, the chef there, and he said, I can't, why did you go forward and all this? He said, I can't describe it. There was like an unseen, I mean, God, I'm getting chills even talking about this. Kenny told, remember we played that interview? Kenny said, I felt an unseen hand push me forward towards that gate that day. I mean, you want to know how impactful, how important that was to that moment that the American people gathered together and then the other people, the BLM on the other side, mercenaries is what they were.
Hired mercenaries, yeah.
When they were screaming this stuff, they stopped and there was a supernatural event that occurred there. I mean, the people blew the ram's horn before that. But one of the things that stopped them is that there were snipers in those hills that could shoot from a mile and a half away.
Oh, yeah.
And if they would have done anything, every one of those BLM agents would have been lights out for them.
Gone.
They feared the people.
Yeah.
They fear. When the government fears the people, there's liberty.
There's liberty, absolutely.
When the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Yep. And we've been in tyranny for a long time.
And so you don't think that these people fear what's going on and they've done the algorithms and they see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
There was a real, Dave in New York is holding. We'll go to him in 1 second, but let me tell the story. Dave, just hold on for 1 second. Very important moment in American history. I've talked about this a little bit, but I never read it on air or whatever, or got into detail. It was before the Revolutionary, before the Declaration of Independence, another one of the secret meetings. Samuel Adams was there. It may have been the meeting. He didn't even have, you know, that is the townspeople had to give him clothes to even go. He didn't even have a horse. His barn was, I mean, didn't even have clothes. I mean, he was dirt poor. You talk about poor, you talk about, oh, our founding fathers were just rich white slave owners.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Samuel Adams was in hiding all that. The only thing true about that is white.
Yeah.
He was dirt poor, and he was running all his life, and he had increasing bounties on his head.
Absolutely.
He was given a slave, and he freed her.
Yeah.
He treated her so well, she stayed with him for the rest of his life. That's true. No, nobody talks about Samuel Adams, who is the father of the American Revolution. Anyway, at this meeting, it was determined what course they were going. They were talking about their course. And this is why I want to relate to now. This is why we came on the air this morning. We are at an absolute crossroads in this country, in this world. Not this world.
Yeah.
Dead center. Ground zero for this all, you know, these other countries, they can say whatever. Look, ground zero is the United States of America. The Israel blood that's here, the covenant that's here, the Declaration of Independence that's here. This is ground zero for it. Our founding fathers lifted up an umbrella and reached it so freaking high that it gave shade to the rest of the world. And that umbrella was a Declaration of Independence that they sealed with their blood, and the heavens shined their providence down on it and confirmed it.
And everybody in the world wanted to come here to be under that umbrella.
Absolutely. At this meeting, they were debating, well, there's Protestants and Baptists and, you know, back and forth, all the different religions. No Catholics. they didn't want to hear anything about a Catholic.
They knew what they did to Europe, and they didn't want any part.
Yeah, they didn't want anything about papism. But anyway, this particular meeting, finally, same episode, well, I can hear a prayer from I can't remember his exact quote, but from a Quaker or Protestant or any, you know, righteous man, any heartfelt prayer. So it was decided that somebody would give a prayer. They gave the prayer. I don't know if they said the prayer first, but they read the scripture. But they turned to Psalm 35, and I'm going to read Psalm 35 right now. In that meeting, that preacher invoked the covenant of Israel that from the Bible on that upstart colonies. And I'm going to invoke it now on
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to invoke it on you. And what we're seeing, because you are under attack. This is a man-made virus. Never forget that. And I want to read what this pastor read that time. I think it was about 1774, late 1774. This was read. Plead my cause, O Yahweh, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. You know, you can see the petition. I mean, this is just the petition of the covenant, the great covenant between Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that was rested and down Moses given to the tribes of Israel. Deuteronomy 28. They petitioned that great covenant of heaven to come down upon them. And Psalm is quoting this from David or whoever wrote this particular Psalm. America is not ready to be destroyed.
No.
There's way too many what you would call righteous or people of character, people of morality, and people of that ilk and that blood in there. But it's got
to
be awakened.
Yes,
and we're at the cusp. It can go either way.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to continue. We want to awake it here. And so join with me. I'll start over and I'll just read what I'm going to read. Plead my cause, O Yahweh, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler. And stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of God chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of God persecute them. For without cause they have hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in God, in Yahweh. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Yahweh, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. That was what was read before that meeting. And it was said by a couple of the people in there in their journals, they've never heard a more powerful prayer in their entire life. And that is the petition.
So poignant right now.
That is the petition we are raising up. They hate you. Some people hate you because of the dominion and because of the divinity that has been given to you by your creator. This is all about an identity crisis, who you are. And they want to tell you that you're something. And they want to take something from you that God is giving you. The founding fathers, their greatness, their immortality, so to speak, is that they dared to defy history and to declare what the covenant of Israel was for mankind. You just can't separate it. They're one and the same. In secular law, they acknowledge the divinity and the endowment of God Almighty. It's stunning. There's nothing like it in the world. It doesn't exist. And you are in the bullseye and the target, and all this is meant to bring fear into you, to put you in a pit, to take away your wealth, to take away, restrict your rights. What will follow now? Is there mandatory vaccines going to come from this? Is this just going to be a setup, and then later it's going to be? Are they going to wait 5 years, 10 years? Is 10 years down the road? Remember, I'm telling you this. Is 10 years down the road, are they going to release this virus again and have it be way worse?
Yeah.
Just remember that. I have declared many times on this show, and I declare again, that those who love truth, especially this, you know, I don't know how far or my faith can reach on this, because there's a pretty active thing going on in the world, but it can definitely reach to you, ladies and gentlemen, the Power Hour listeners. I declare that those who love freedom, those who love peace, those who love truth, that the protection and the covenant of God may come upon them and may awaken something in them, that they may see again that their fathers, that they may look across the horizon and they may see freedom coming, and that they may feel for it and know of it and know of their security and that their place in God, and that the pit that is dug for them, the abuse that has come upon them, that they may know about it, and that even though they are poor, poor in spirit or poor or weak as far as the world is concerned, they are not weak, for God is with them. When we are weak, we are strong. And at this moment, when we are weakest, when we seem our smallest, when everything around us is coming and governments and quote-unquote officials and viruses and China and Italy and all this is coming down and making you something different and telling you or you are something different and trying to control you and take something from you, you are not small, but you are large. And the covenant and the providence of God is upon you as it was your founding fathers. And I pull that covenant forth, and in the name of Almighty God, I declare that the pit they have dug for you, they will fall into, and you will walk through on dry ground in your lives and the things that you do, and that your life, that you may see through to your covenant and to your truth and your dominion, and that God will be upon you. I declare it. So let it be done in the name of God Almighty. It is done. It is done. It is done. That is why I wanted to come on air this morning and tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe in you. I'm going to go. We got the call. Dave in New York. We'll go to Kev. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Amen.
Okay. Dave in New York, thank you for waiting. Go ahead, my friend.
Yes. Not to God, though, to Jesus Christ. That would be how I would say that, because
Dave, don't look, Dave, don't divide. God means something to
I'm
don't divide. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's a jealous guy. He says not to worship dead people. In fact, cemeteries were not something, that were involved back in the day or whatever, so you don't worship dead people, people of the past time. And what I would say as far as what's going on with the virus, it doesn't make much matter at this point who did it or how they did it. It's a matter of how, you can possibly deal with it. And when you were talking about, you mentioned basically what I was saying, the full armor of God before, or the whole armor of God. And that's where these people, get their strength and their faith from. When I was on the other day and, talking about the Lone Star Tick and all, what that creates in someone, when I said it would make you allergic to protein or whatever, is called lupus. Well, lupus in Latin is the wolf, if you will.
Wow.
Okay. So, there are the sheep out there, and that's who we are, but I actually, I stepped on so many toes during that conversation that I had, and I don't think anybody may or may not be aware of it, but I called the big boys out by name, okay? Well, later that night, and I don't do this all the time, but I knew I had to do it. And I said, God, am I doing this with pride? Am I saying too much? What am I doing? I said, cover me, let me know if I'm, I don't want to be prideful at all. Because I didn't get baptized till I was in my early 40s, okay? Full body immersion and all. That would sound funny to a lot of people. But if that's how God wanted me to be, then, what I mean? It's such an honor for me to be able to do that. If I wasn't around, somebody else would pick up the sword and carry on with what I'm saying. So, I want to get it out there. I want to. When you hear about higher frequencies, and I heard somebody misquote something, and it was about the frequency 432, which is what Mozart had and everything. Well,
that's fascinating.
Rockefeller wanted the industrial frequency, which is a higher frequency, the 440 frequency. So I remember somebody was on your show before, and they said you could get something in Germany, and it would turn your, the frequency of the things you're listening to back to 432. I don't know, but can we get on a little brighter side?
Sure.
I know somebody that if their kids wanted to watch TV, they had to get on an exercise bike. It had a generator on it. And if you want to watch TV, you got to pedal that thing.
That's a good idea.
Great idea.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much for your perspective and your call. Anything else you want to say? Last thought?
I didn't want to get off on a... I wasn't attacking you at all. You know, it was kind of funny because yesterday or whatever, you know, somebody's been testing on a computer, and my good old friend, fellow useless eater, Uncle Kevin says, was it Dave? I didn't even have a computer, Uncle Kevin. Jeez, I can see what's going up my feet around me at the studio.
I know, why did he say that? Why did he say that?
Yeah. How crude.
You owe Dave an apology, Kev.
I ain't doing it. You can't prove I met you. You, Dave. There's a million Dave.
It's Dave in Madagascar.
It's Davey B.
Yeah.
My only friend.
That's why.
Anyway, thank you so much, Dave. Okay. Always good to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got, and I guess we'll go to the top of the hour if anybody else wants to get in quick. Murr, now's your chance. Murr, are you now, Murr? Anyway, Kev, you have any thoughts before we take off here?
No, just it was just amazing that both of us woke up with the same thought in our heads.
Yeah. At the Bundy Rants, if you know, in the Bible, Israel was commanded to go up against the enemy and blow the ram's horn. When the walls of Jericho fell down, that's what they blew.
Yeah, I got one more thing to say. God told Lot if he could find five righteous men, he'd spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And there's so many more than five righteous people in America. So I hope he spares America, and he will spare it.
Well, we're being programmed with this idea, oh, judgment is coming. Yes, okay, I agree with that. But this idea that we're not even close to the point where we're ready to be destroyed. I mean, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're certainly getting there, but there's so many... that doesn't mean disaster is not going to happen, but these disasters can kind of wake us up, too.
Right.
And I hope that that's what this does, and that the awakening can continue, and that we don't get lose track. And that's, I think, what the controllers, the wannabe controllers, want out of this, is for you to lose, to fear, to believe in the giants in the land, that these are just giants in the land, like Caleb and Joshua, the report. Oh, there's giants in the land.
Demons in the land.
So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
God is with us.
That's right.
The pit that they have dug for us, the net that they have privily set for us, they will fall into.
Absolutely.
For the children of God. Anyway, I'm going to blow the ram's horn now. This is a ram's horn. Billy gave me this ram's horn. And I want to thank Billy for this ram's horn. This is, I there's such power in this.
It sure is.
There you go. We marshaled the angels, marshaled the...
Yeah, we called the angels to protect us. Come on down and protect us.
That's right.
Protect the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be with you this morning. I know it's a little disorganized, but a lot is going on. It's going to happen faster. This is day three. The circles are getting tighter.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to continue to get tighter. Stay safe. Please go to Walmart while you can and get that toilet paper.
Yes,
Mike,
absolutely.
We're so glad. Maybe get an extra roll in your...
Double ply. Don't forget to get the double ply. twice as long.
There's a few things in life, there's a few things in life worth spending extra money for.
Yes.
And the good toilet paper is one of them.
It is. Yeah, every once in a while I'm in a hurry and I pick up the bad toilet paper. I take it home and I go, oh, gosh, what did I get this crap for?
This is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I regret it every time I'm in the bathroom.
So it's like using paper out of a book,
Yeah, it's so much. It is way cheaper.
Yeah, way cheaper.
But some things are worth the extra money.
Absolutely.
Todd, are you ready to pick up the other show? Okay, he's all ready. Ladies and gentlemen, sincerely, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. We're going to see through to the other side of this.
We are.
There's going to be something different. And I promise you, I feel it. There's going to be a force, a energetic force, an angelic force to be over those who love truth. Now, whether you believe me or not, or look, we're in this together. And I'm not trying to divide. I hope anything I said didn't divide people, but unify people, that you're special. And you have something special, and your individuality in that specialness and your dominion in that is what the founding fathers, you go back and read their writings. And for anybody who says, well, they're ignorant and they're this, they're that, oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
They are so educated and so philosophically. I mean, they're reading the writings of, you know, Cicero and Horatio and John Locke and Isaac Newton. Why do you think they thought there was absolute truths? They thought in a social, secular governmental situation that they can examine or exude or discover absolute truths. What is the basis of this country? For through all our experience, through all our time, through all our history, through all the experience of all our ancestors, we hold these truths to be self-evident from our experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything that we have looked at, everything we have studied, some things are self-evident, absolute truths.
Yep.
That we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that your individuality, you know, that we are created equal. And created equal did not mean created equal under the law. It means you were equal in your dominion and your possession. What was your possession? Your body.
Right.
Your spirit and your body together is your possession and your dominion. And then that dominion and that possession extends when you use those God-given abilities to then exercise dominion over private property. Land, the only value land ever has is if one of mankind puts their ingenuity, their God-given rights into that land and creates value in
it. That's right.
Think about it. You can't even have an orange tree has no value unless you go and pick the oranges. You understand that?
Yeah.
This is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. This is the basis of America. This is America. And this is an affront to it and could be used as a big threat. We're going to see through it to it. We have declared it. And for all of you, and I hope you're in your house with your oregano and iodine and toilet paper.
There you go.
God bless you. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Big show tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crypto Jay's coming tomorrow and Dr. Rogers. You don't want to miss tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Store, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.